podcast for all your running needs.
Ned, he was a terminally happy guy. And Ned, he ate a moldy pumpkin pie. And Ned, he thought that he just couldn't die. And Ned, he laughed so hard it made me cry.
Hello and welcome to the Run Run Live podcast, the podcast for runners, wannabe runners, and mid-packers of all shapes and sizes who just want to strap on their favorite pair of shoes and get out there. This is Chris, your host, and whenever and wherever this episode finds you, I hope you're doing great, and I hope you're getting your run in today. I know I'm getting my run in today. Are you ready to have some fun? Come on, let's go for a run. My fellow citizens of Midpack Nation, I stand here today humbled by the races before us, grateful for the trust you have bestowed in listening, and mindful of the sacrifices borne by our running ancestors. These podcasts have been recorded during the rising tides of fitness and the still waters of PRs achieved, yet every so often, we podcast amidst the gathering injuries and raging DNFs. At these moments, we, mid-packers, have carried on, not simply because the skill and vision of our podcasters, but because we, the mid-packers, have remained faithful to the ideals of our sport. This is the promise of the mid-pack, where 60 years ago this mid-packer might not have been allowed to line up at the starting line with the other athletes. Now, I toe the line proudly in Hopkinton. So let us turn with eyes fixed on the horizon, point our toes, and carry forth this great gift of running to be delivered safely to future generations. Thank you, God bless you, and God bless the United States of the Midpack. Hello! What do you think? Huh? Hello and welcome to episode 52 of the Run, Run, Live podcast. This is Chris, your maniacal manipulator of the mid-pack, and today I have a great show for you. No, seriously, this one's going to rock. I've got Randy from Surf Shelf, which is this rack thing that you strap to your treadmill or other workout equipment so you can use your laptop while you're working out. So get a pencil and write this down, because he gave me a coupon code. You get 10% off. You go to his site. You got to type in RRL dash, that would be a hyphen for you UK people, 10%, the number 1, the number 0, and the percent sign. If you type that in, RRL-10%, Randy tells me that you enter that into the transaction code field in the shopping cart on his site, you'll get 10% off. Go figure. See what I do for you? I've also got a great interview with the folks over at Zappos Shoes. And I want to talk to these guys because they are like the internet business case study. And I actually got to them by following their CEO, Tony, on Twitter. They're just a company that's, they're just a cool company. So that's real interesting. Also today, the bumper girl. She's going to tell us a running joke. And I also have a bunch of audio recorded from runs during the week, and I'm going to give those to you as well. It's all good. I had a tough week. How was your week? My week was pretty tough. Work-wise, it was tough, but my training is going awesome. Isn't that great about running, how you can have a tough work week and your training still goes awesome? That's great. I didn't miss any runs, but I did have a close call on Wednesday night. I've been working on this big presentation all week, and I've been putting in these 12-hour days. And I had a hill workout on the plan, but I had to fall back Wednesday night because I didn't get home till like 9. So I just took the Wonder Dog out for a 5.5-mile, my normal 5.5-mile hilly home-based loop. Instead, next day on Thursday, I did a hill tempo workout at lunch. I have the Derry 16-miler on Sunday. It's a very hilly race, so I wanted to get my legs thinking about hills. It's also going to be below zero Fahrenheit for this race on Sunday, so woohoo! Finally, some decent weather for running. I like that. I feel great. No pain. It's all good. Oh, and I got a present in the mail from Darren over at Kona Endurance, and I'm going to test out his magic mushroom pills on my old body. See what I do for you? I told him if my liver falls out, I'm going to hunt him down. After my youthful exuberances, I'm not sure how much of my liver actually survived into this century. I'll let you know how it works. One thing I do have to report, Darren, is that my 14-year-old, who, by the way, made high honors and is a varsity athlete as a freshman, she loved the colors of the Kona Endurance singlet, and she stole it. So you may be unwittingly opening up the 14-year-old female endurance athlete market. So, I know there's 1,000 Chris Russells out on the internet, which is a good thing for me because it makes it hard for the stalkers to find me. But I'm the guy with a picture of me standing on the top of Camelback Mountain in Phoenix. So find me on Facebook. I love to make new friends, and it jazzes me up when you send me a note and say, hey, I like the show, I listen to it, so I love that. Make my day. Make an old man happy. So far this week, I've heard from my old friend Jill, who I used to work with, Samantha from Atlanta, GA, my old stomping grounds, Dustin from Minnesota, Carlos, and Carlos posted a cool trail run video this week. He's a stud. He's got 3 Western States buckles. I talked to Joe from Colorado, told Joe that good thing about living in Boulder or Denver is everything else is downhill. I talked to Mark from Adelaide. Okay, Adelaide, Australia. And here you got me. I've never been to Adelaide, Australia. He said it was 140 degrees there this week. I assume he means Fahrenheit. I have spent some time in Sydney when I was a youngster. Sydney, Australia. I can remember trying to run up on, I think it was Palm Beach, up the North Pacific Highway. But there were these topless young women putting tanning oil on, and it was all very distracting. That's what I remember. I'm such a guy. So anywho, find me on Facebook or follow me on Twitter at CYKT Russell. That's Chris Yellow King Tom, RUSSELL. Or just send me an email at chrisrunner@runrunlive.com. We'll talk. That's enough futzing about with peripheral updates. On with the show.
And now for the equipment check.
Randy.
Hello.
So, Randy from Surf Shelf. That's right, right? Surf Shelf?
That's right. Surf Shelf. That's correct.
And this is a plastic shelf that you, or some sort of shelf that you attach to a treadmill so you can mount your laptop while you're working out, right? Give me the 200 words. Give me the pitch.
You got it. Yeah, the Surf Shelf is actually a polycarbonate shelf, which is the same material used to make bulletproof glass. So it's very, very strong to secure your laptop, and it'll fit onto any treadmill. It also fits exercise bicycles and elliptical machines, basically any type of stationary exercise machine that has a console. You put this on there, and it allows you to put your laptop on it, and it secures the laptop down with a Velcro strap so it's not rattling around or going anywhere. And then the idea was that you can go online and you can watch all your favorite TV shows or sports highlights or news or whatever you like to watch online while you're running or while you're bicycling or on your elliptical machine. So that's the idea in a nutshell. And the way I came up with it was just that. I have a treadmill in my garage, which has been changed into my home office. So, but I don't have a TV down there. So I was, you know, using my treadmill not very often because it was just boring and I was trying to read while I was on there and I always came up with different excuses. But I looked over and I saw my laptop sitting on my desk about 5 feet away and I just knew there was all this great online content, you know, TV shows that I didn't get a chance to watch at nighttime. I could watch on demand and all that. So I basically built a plywood shelf onto my treadmill and I put my laptop on there and before you knew it, my workouts were incredible. I mean, I was getting on that thing every single day just because I couldn't wait to check out all the stuff that I like to see online, and my wife did the same thing, and the same thing happened. So soon I had friends looking at it and wondering if I could build one for them, and then it kind of just struck me, hey, maybe this is something that people would be interested in, and sure enough, there's a huge, huge group of people already using these things and just having a lot of fun. It's just a way of making the stationary exercise routine a little bit more fun, you know?
Sure.
And that's the basic bottom line.
Yeah, especially this time of year when it's so cold in
exactly.
parts of our world. So,
exactly.
So how do we find you guys and take a look at the product?
Yeah, basically, we're in about 100 stores right now, but the best way to find us is just online. We have an online shopping cart. We have a site at www.surfshelf.com. So it's S-U-R-F, like surf the internet, and then shelf, S-H-E-L-F. com. And I have a blog on there where I'm writing about the different attributes of the Surf Shelf, and also I just started a new blog about my experiences of bringing this product to market, which is kind of fun because I was brand new because I had no idea how to bring a product to market for the last 2 years, so I kind of had to start from scratch. And so I went through every single step of the way having to figure out what the heck to do and went from there. So we started a new blog just last weekend about all that stuff, so that's kind of fun. But you can see videos and you can see different schematics of the product and different people using it and all the testimonials of people on there. So that's kind of the best place to go, yeah.
Yeah, so, you know, I look at this thing and I can't ever imagine myself doing, you know, half-mile intervals with this thing strapped to the treadmill. I think I'd shake it to death and I'd cover it in sweat. So it's more to, you know, I can't see me checking my email while I'm doing my workout, but it's more to, like, show videos and stuff, right?
Well, for a hardcore runner like yourself, if you're doing, sprint intervals and training like that, you probably wouldn't necessarily maybe be using it at that specific time. What it would get for you, say you wanted just to get a, you know, say it was one of the days you just wanted to get a nice, easy jog in, maybe a little tight from the day before or something, then you might be more apt to go on and say, hey, you know, I'm going to pull up basketball highlights from last night on ESPN.com, and boom, you got, 15, 20 minutes of basketball highlights, and your 20 minutes has flown by, and you've been having a lot of fun. It doesn't rattle a lot. That's the thing, too. It's the way that it's designed is that the shelf, actually the tray of the shelf sets into a back plate, which is secured to the console in such a way that the vibrations are minimized between the back plate and the tray. And then also the laptop is held onto the tray with a Velcro strap, and you crank that thing down. So the laptop's not really rattling around. It's held to the tray. And the tray is more of a, it might move up and down in more of a liquid fashion, but it's a motion, but it's not like rattling, you know? So that's not really a concern. As far as the sweat goes, again, if you're really sweating, you just throw a towel over the keyboard or something like that while you're watching your movie or while you're watching your entertainment, and it's not really an issue as far as getting sweat all over the place.
What you need to design is one of those sneeze guards like in the salad bar for me. That's what you need.
Yeah. So I'll put that down.
So that's great. I hope good luck in your product rollout, and I'll let you go. Thanks for letting me know about this.
Yeah, I appreciate that, Chris. Have a great day.
All right, see ya.
Okay, take care. Bye.
Michael Johnson, the Olympic gold medal runner, was on his way to a club with some friends. At the door, the bouncer turned to him and said, "Sorry, mate, you can't come in here. No denim." Michael was quite annoyed at this and retorted, "Don't you know who I am? I'm Michael Johnson." The bouncer replied, "Then it won't take you long to run home and change, will it?" And now for our featured interview.
Chris.
Yes.
Chris, this is Chris.
Hey, Chris, how's it going?
Your East Coast doppelganger. Well, yep. we're currently having one of those high snow years.
I heard it's a little cold out there, and our business is definitely thanking you on the outdoor performance and winter side of things.
Oh yeah, you're selling a lot of jackets.
Guys have just been bashed by storms. Yeah, yeah,
yeah, yeah. Well, it's been fun. It's pretty.
Gotta love the snow. That's one thing we miss here in Vegas, and where Zappos.com is headquartered here in Las Vegas. And one thing about the seasonality that you miss seeing the trees turn color and the snowfall on the ground, that's for sure.
Yeah, Vegas, baby.
Yeah.
I was out running yesterday, and I put sunglasses on, mm-hmm. because in the summertime I don't have to wear sunglasses because there's trees where I live.
There you go.
But
we need sunglasses every day of the
every
week.
Day.
Every yeah. month of the year.
Every day. Actually, one of my favorite runs is out on the other side of the city in Red Rock Canyon.
Oh, it's a haven for mountain climbers and runners,
yeah.
and cyclists, and it's absolutely beautiful out there for sure.
Yeah, gorgeous. Definitely, you want to get off the strip if you're in Vegas.
You know, and that's game. Part of the locale here. I mean, I can't remember the last time I was on the strip. Everything, our offices are just outside Las Vegas in Henderson, and there's no
yep.
reason to go on the strip at all unless the shoe show's in town, which we see twice a year.
Right. So, anyhow, you are Zappos Shoes, Chris.
I am. More importantly, Zappos.com is, you know, we not only do shoes, but we do head-to-toe. We do apparel. We do, apparel clothing, whichever you want to say. We do bags. We do a lot of accessories, and we reach from every category from performance that I'm in all the way through kids, size and width, and fashion and couture business.
Yeah, and I wanted to talk to you guys. I met Tony on Twitter, and I'm making a point of turning my back on my laptop right now while I'm talking to you, so I won't be in four different multitasking modes while I'm talking to you and lose my
That always works best.
You guys are the poster child for the internet business, a successful internet business. You know, the sort of the Harvard Business School study on how to be successful with an internet business. So everybody always whips Zappos out of their back pocket when they're talking about search engine optimization and social networking as applied to growing a business. And I think you guys have grown, I don't know, what, a bazillion percent over the last 5 years?
We have. I mean, we actually, our first year out in 2000, well, we started in 1999, but that was basically nothing. But our first whole year in 2000, we did $1.6 million in gross sales. We made a goal to hit $1 billion in gross sales by 2010, and on Christmas in 2008, we actually hit that number. So we're very happy to say that we beat our $1 billion in gross sales 2 years early, which is absolutely great.
That's
We're
amazing.
Very excited.
That must cause a ton of stress on a small company to grow that.
Oh, you know, and to do that as quickly as we did, it's, you know, just like any other business, you know, we've had our opportunity for growth, and, you know, we've had a, you know, step above and beyond our means, and you know, it's very tough to step out of your comfort zone, and we've done that a lot over the past few years. Our existence, really.
Yeah, I'm really impressed by the culture there because, you know, I've watched some of the, like, the videos Tony puts online and that sort of thing that show the offices. And it seems that part of the thing that helps you be successful and grow is that empowerment that the executives are putting into the people there, you know?
It does, and, you know, you hear Tony. I mean, one of the reasons that I'm here, and I've been here for almost 5 years now, a transplant from our San Francisco days, it's, you know, one of the big reasons I'm here is because I have fun in my job, and all the people around me is, you know, exactly the same way. We're all A-plus players. We're all very passionate about our business and what the company means, not only for us now, but, you know, really we're building a company for our grandchildren. So it's important to us that, we, you know, we build it like a smaller company, and, you know, everyone that walks through building, you know who they are, and you know, it's very weird not to walk around and find someone doing something completely out of means for an office or, you know, parades. I mean, you might get lucky and have a parade while we're doing this interview, but it'll be loud, so I'll warn you before it comes through. But it really is the people and the dynamics of this company is really exciting.
Yeah, I can hear the people yelling in the background there. You know, you're obviously out in the middle of the cubicle farm, right?
It never ends, and it really does it. Like, it's amazing. You know, it's cubicle life, but it's a whole new experience of cubicle life like you've never seen.
Yeah, that's awesome. So tell me a little bit about, I was on your site, tell me a little bit about the running store and some of the products you have for my friends who are runners.
Well, the running.zappos.com is actually in the works. We created this site with the original intent that we were going to be head-to-toe, that you can come on and find everything in the clothing world to, you know, from hats and socks all the way up to through your highest technical performance gear to your really core basics, all the way down to your, you know, your best running shoes to eyewear and watches. And so we really want to be a head-to-toe destination. Our intent is to have resources on here, and this is the running.zappos site is a work in progress. We want to have running resources. We want to have, you know, best places in the nation to, you know, to take a run or you know, what to do if you get those horrible shin splints or, you know, all the things that you would normally find in a running tech shop. We'd hopefully have those resources online. The reason I say it's a work in progress because we on Zappos.com we're actually going through a relaunch of our site. It's called Zeta.Zappos.com, and really Zeta is a beta site, and it's kind of it's live right now, so you can actually check it out at Zeta.Zappos.com. But it's really a new life to the classic Zappos that everyone knows and loves, and we'll be able to merchandise product better. Customers will be able to find product a lot easier and a lot faster. Check-in will continue to be just as easy, but, you know, we want to give our consumers, you know, we built this business on service, and we want to continue to enlighten and heighten the customer service experience. And so Zeta is really the next step in doing that because we have so many dimensions of our business. You know, we carry footwear, we carry apparel, eyewear, watches, accessories, and we even carry electronics and home goods now. So it's you know, we're kind of becoming that one-stop shop only because our consumers are looking for all those. But back to the running.zappos thing again, you know, look for a lot of improvements on that site when we transfer that current platform over to our new Zeta platform, which should be hopefully in the next 2 quarters.
Yeah, and really the Zappos company, the Zappos brand, was built on service as a strategy.
Absolutely.
And some of the hallmarks of that in the Zappos case study was, you know, no questions asked returns, random surprise overnight shipping. So somebody would order something and it would, like, show up the next day and surprise them.
Yes.
And sort of banking on, instead of spending money in the normal marketing channels, spending money on getting people to do word of mouth by over-servicing them.
And that's correct. Absolutely correct. And we actually built the first few years of Zappos.com, we actually were heavily under the belief that it was selection that we would attract consumers with. And when we found out that, hey, anyone can offer selection, everyone can order offer discounts and a greater range of products, but, you know, what's going to separate us from, you know, your average retailer out there, whether it be online or brick and mortar, and service was the thing that rose to the top. And that's really the thing that is really separate us is our selection and our service and eventually built word of mouth, which was the biggest part of our advertising marketing earlier on, is that, you know, mom and dad and aunt and uncle, friends, they're all coming to the site because of this great selection and service.
That's great. That must put a tremendous amount of pressure on you, the purchasing guys, in terms of trying to get selection and service and beating all the vendors into line. Because I think I noticed that you're building out your physical distribution channel as well to provide better service, right?
Well, we're always looking into that. Right now, we do ship out of Kentucky. We ship out of Shepherdsville, which is about 15 minutes outside Louisville. And you know, at the moment, that's our only planned distribution center at this point. And we do sell to Canada, and we do at one point or another plan to move out into Europe. But at this point, it's, you know, we're concentrating our focus on here in the States and in Canada. And so Kentucky, Shepherdsville really allows us to get to the both East and the West Coast just as quickly and allow us to do that great overnight shipping that we do.
So what's the next big innovation? What's the next big leap that's going to let you guys get to 10 billion?
Well, you know, we don't really know what that's going to be. You know, Zappos has always been that company that is just, you know, basically invested into product and invested into our people, and we really let the people and our consumers gravitate where we take our business. And so we're constantly innovative, constantly creating internally. And so, you know, I don't know what that is, because that might be something completely different tomorrow. But one thing, rest assured, we'll always be focused on service, and we'll always be focused on our consumer.
So it seems to me that a lot of this stuff could be seen as a risk in terms of Tony embracing all the, you know, the Twitter and all the new technology, because whenever you open a door going out, you also open a door coming in.
Yes, now, absolutely.
So, I mean, talk to me a little bit about the message that the executive team sends in terms of, you know, how to use social media and that sort of thing. How do you avoid the risk, embrace the advantages?
Well, I think we've always been at risk, you know, and that's because we've been such an open company. We're a private company, but, you know, Tony is always giving away his secrets for running a great business, and you know, you talk to any of the buyers if you're in the vendor world or consumers, and, you know, we'd like to tell people as much about our business as possible. So, you know, by venturing out and doing different things, I mean, the only thing that's, if you concentrate on the main part of the business, which is our service, which is our word of mouth, which is our selection and efficiency within the products that we carry and the brands that we carry, I think, you know, all the rest of it is just, you know, just a little bit extra goodness. And it's we do take things and we do run with them, and we like to make a lot of mistakes along the way. So, you know, whether it's now or whether it's 5 years ago or 5 years from now, I think, you know, we'll continue to take risks, and that's the type of company we are, and we're going to continue to, because you're never going to leap ahead if you don't take risks and chances. And so I think, you know, Tony's always been great about that, and you know, our leadership here at Zappos is definitely far and beyond, I think, a lot of other companies. They really do a great job in empowering us and allowing us to do their jobs and really focusing their attention on growing the big picture of the business.
Yeah, you know, and I'm working with my marketing guys in my real world job, you know, and I'll say something like, we need to be able to make more mistakes faster. And they'll look at me like I'm from Mars, right?
You got an excellent point there. I can't tell you how many mistakes we've made in 2008 alone. But, you know, it makes you stronger, and you're never going to find the next best thing if you don't try.
Right. You got to keep testing. And that's what I've learned to rephrase myself and say, we need to be able to test marketing initiatives rapidly.
That'll work.
Right. Have you guys learned anything cool coming up in terms of technology or in terms of the market?
You know, I'm the wrong person to ask with that. You know, I'm the buyer here, and I oversee the performance team, and that's where we spend most of our time. We do have, you know, I'd like to think that, you know, in that regard, the buyers here are definitely followers of the more creative people in the company, and Tony being one of them. You know, these guys, our creative services team, our development team, and they're all about all these new and great technologies, and as soon as they see something really great, an email goes out to the entire company, and they say, hey, we found this really great thing. You should try it out. I mean, Twitter was one of those great things that that came out probably about a year ago, and it's something that most of the company has embraced. But it's we leave those in the more creative people in the company's hands, and the buyers here basically just concentrate on what they're doing. And if those guys find something cool, hey, we're gonna leap right on it.
They have the trust in you to empower you to go out and use your voice in the community. You know.
Yep. Absolutely.
Knowing that that's going, you know, to have faith in you guys, that's going to end up not damaging the company, but actually promoting and helping the company. You know, and then that shows you and I are talking because
absolutely.
You know, we met this way through the internet. One of the challenges, though, is, you know, how do you keep people from wasting all their time on this stuff? At some point, it becomes like, you know, a chat program.
Oh, yeah, I completely hear you on that. I like to think it's the people, you know, just as you said earlier, you know, Zappos is empowering the people to do their jobs here. You know, we also empower the people to think freely, and you know, and every person here is welcome to use Twitter as often as they like. And you know, there's people that have, you know, 1,200 updates on their Twitter account, and possibly more than that. And you know, it's you know, a balance. You know, you get your work done, you get your playtime done. You know, Zappos is, you know, you've seen anything on Zappos, you look at our culture, you wonder how the heck we get anything done here. But you know, you get to $1 billion for in gross sales for a reason. You know, and you know, you look around, if you're in, you know, if you're just a fly on the wall here at Zappos, you see that we have a really great time, but we also work really hard to get the job done. So, you know, there's time for play and there's a time for work, and we definitely have that balance.
Yeah, and the key is the positive energy. You get so much more done with positive energy that it outweighs
any
negative consequences.
Absolutely.
Yeah, the funny video I saw was some poor lady hit reply to all. And they made her wear some funny hat and marched her around the office.
It's the reply to all hat, and and it's very easy to reply to all, I tell you that much, because we get so many automated reports that go through, and so many teams that correspond with other teams, and you know, in a way, it drives you crazy sometimes. But you know, and when those type of things happen, it's nice that the reply to all hat comes out, and you get a big parade in your honor. It's really nice.
Yeah, so they put the hat on this lady and marched her around the office. So
yeah.
Basically, what you're saying is you're sort of humiliating your worker in front of your peer,
so it
makes a good impression to not do it again.
Hey, if you feel bad about getting embarrassed or put on the spot, you're probably not working here at Zappos.com.
You're working in the wrong place, right?
Yeah. Oh, it's countless times I can tell you how many times I've embarrassed myself. So.
This is cool. Anything else you want to point out or show for the people who might be listening in?
Yeah, just you know, stay tuned. As I said, with the Zeta project that is in the works, you know, all you great loyal shoppers of Zappos.com and all you customers that haven't found Zappos.com yet, you're going to see a lot of great changes coming through, and really a lot of focus on the business. And I think you know, our service levels we're always looking at a better way to improve our customer service. And you know, stay tuned, because there's a lot of exciting stuff coming down the pipe.
All right. Well, it's a great story. Congratulations. And,
thank you very much.
Congratulations.
Appreciate
it. For having a good job that you enjoy.
I got to love it.
All right, man. Thanks a lot.
Thank you, Chris. Appreciate it.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Hey, folks. This is Chris. Oh, here comes a snowmobile. Hopefully, Buddy won't try to bring him down like some giant mechanized sheep. I am out running around my pond. Usually, When I say I'm running around my pond, I'm running around my pond. But in this case, I'm running around on the pond. We've had below zero temperatures for a good 2 weeks now, so I feel it's safe. And I'm in the middle of a snowstorm, but it's a sort of a Currier and Ives snowstorm. There's no wind, giant fluffy flakes, and it's so cold that the snowflakes are just fluffy. So they don't drag your feet down. You can run this stuff. It's probably 8 to 10 inches on the ground. And I went out with the club this morning, ran like 3 or 4 miles in the snow. They were snowshoeing, so me and Buddy went out with them, Buddy and I. And but I just felt so good when we got back. We were down another pond, down Batacook Pond in Groton. It was covered with guys ice fishing, because that's a really deep glacial pond. It's this one I run around is man-made. Long Pond in Littleton. It's made from damming up Beaver Brook, and so it's not that deep, but Batacook's real deep, so they have trout. They have actual native trout here in Massachusetts, and Buddy and I were out running with the guys, snowshoeing. They left before us, so we had to catch up to them. Got my yak tracks on. I can go a lot faster than snowshoers with my yak tracks on. Plus, I was following their trail. Pretty easy to follow a trail of group of people in 10 inches of snow. But when we got back to the pond, and I just had a lot of energy, so I split off from them and did a circuit of Batacook, which is so beautiful. It's so beautiful. Even with all the ice fishers in there, they're making bonfires and got their dogs with them and stuff. That when I got home, I got back from that, I went and had brunch, ate a bunch of stuff, and when I got home, I was just so, felt so good about that I figured I'd come down here to my pond and run a circuit of it. So it's just so peaceful, so beautiful. And listen to some podcasts, listen to Fadipidations. Got the booties on Buddy, because when we were running this morning, the snow, it's so cold and dry, it was balling up inside his feet. He's designed for the cold, but he's not designed for the deep snow. But he's having a blast, he loves it, because we were inside all week. I didn't get him out, I took him for a walk Friday night, that's it. So he needed to get some miles in. He gets compulsive, he gets weird if I don't give him some miles. And it's just so beautiful. It's just beautiful. It really is. So I just had to get out and run again. One of the cool things about being an endurance athlete, it's weird. Because I listen to you guys, and you know, you say, oh, I'm so happy, I just ran a 5.5-hour marathon. I'm like, wow, I don't think I could run a 5.5-hour marathon. I think anything over 4 hours, I'd lose my freaking mind. But, you know, we're all part of the same tribe. So it's kind of strange, the intersection. Because I think we're all having the same experience, just at different paces. Oh, there's cross-country skiers out, a couple families walking around. Mostly four-wheelers now and not snowmobiles. I guess we don't get that much snow here. This has been a weird year. And so one of the cool things about being an endurance athlete, I always have this sort of base endurance level where I can just decide to go and do things like this, you know? If I'm out traveling, I can go, okay, I'm going to go run an hour and a half, 2 hours in this city. You know, I just have the base to be able to do that without it being onerous. And the other thing I can do from all my endurance training and ultra training and marathon training is I can eat almost anything and run. And, you know, you read Dean Karnazes, Scarno, you read about him eating pizza while he's running with the box in one hand, the pizza in the other. And it's like that. You can eat, you know, you can eat anything you want, because when I'm running, like today, I'm running with Buddy, you know, we're probably at 70%. You know, listen to me, I've just been running for what? Here, let me check my watch. I've been running for a half an hour. I'm not even breathing heavy because we're just slogging through the snow. You get to, you know, I think you got to work to get to a certain level. I'm going to start running again because Buddy's going to get cold. You work, get to a certain level, and everything's cool, you know. You can do whatever you want. You can eat whatever you want, run whenever you want. Just be careful, because when, you know, in your old body, you got to be careful of the intensity and the miles, carefully your shoes, that sort of thing. All right, man, don't bite me. Don't bite me. I am not a caribou. All right, we'll see you. I just had to share this with you because, you know, I'm looking across this lake here. When I was tri-training, I used to swim across this lake. And it's maybe, half a mile out and back, so I used to swim like a mile here. I remember swimming down here once, and yeah, I'm swimming across this lake. I'm a stud, feeling pretty studly. And this girl motored by me like I was standing still. That was the point where I realized that I needed to learn how to swim, because swimming is not about, you know, it's not about endurance or effort as much as it is about form. Yeah, she went by me like I was standing still. So, yeah, all right, man. Pretty good, pretty good. See ya. Hey, this is Chris, and hello from Martin Luther King Day, and I guess Obama's inauguration too, huh? So, big day, big day. I kind of sort of had the day off, but I've already done a couple of calls. Pretty far behind at work, so I can't really afford to take any time off, so I'm fairly stressed out, because I didn't get any time off over the holidays, and, I need a couple days straight without the electronics to get disconnected and think through some things. But anyhow, yeah, I'm out running in the woods with Buddy again, third day in a row, after I got in off the pond last night in that 8-10 inches of powder. Another storm came through. That's Buddy. He's barking at the water. He wants to go in, but there's ice. I'm down at the Boy Scout Bridge here, totally covered with snow. Buddy's having a blast. We just met another little dog out in the trail, a little half shepherd, half border collie. She was so cute, about a year old puppy, rolling around in the snow. What was I talking about? Oh, yeah. So anyhow, we got another, like, 6 inches of snow last night. So here's the status. We got the ice on the bottom, about 4 inches of ice with the crust. Then we got about 10 to 12 inches of soft powder. And then we got another 6 inches of sort of that snowman making snow last night. So I'm out today running, and all the cross-country skiers and the snowshoers are out. So I got this nice big highway to follow, which is pretty good. Usually I'm breaking trail, me and the Wonder Dog. But today was supposed to be a rest day for me. But, you know, you got to be flexible. When you're presented with these sort of things, you got to be flexible. I wouldn't go in there, Doug. I wouldn't go in there. You're going to be miserable. Don't do it. You'll never get the ice out of your fur. So I figured I'd go out again and just take advantage of this great snow and this great day. It's sunny today. One thing, when it's snowy, when it's all white like this and it's sunny, you got to put some sunglasses on if you're going out, because you get big reflection off the snow. It'll burn your eyes out, so you want to wear sunglasses if you can. And the other thing today, it's like, I don't know, 28, 29 degrees, like, you know, minus one centigrade. I'm sweating like crazy. I'm wicked hot. So it's amazing how fast your body adapts to the cold. So this feels like, I feel like I could be running with just a long sleeve tee and no sweater right now. I'm dying with the sweater on. It's kind of crazy because it's 29 degrees out, right? We got this weather in September. We'd all be inside making a fire. But you go down to Boston and go down to, go ahead, walk on that ice. See what it feels like. Go ahead. I dare you. So you go into Boston in April, and it'll be 40 degrees out, and all the co-eds will be out in their bikinis just because they're so used to it being cold. So, all right, man. Just sign in off. So this will give me like 31, 32 miles in 3 days. So I hope I don't screw up my fragile old body by piling all these snow miles on in the Yak Tracks. One of the advantages of where I am now in my running is I'm not on like an advanced plan. What I found is when you're on an advanced plan, your running gets very fragile. So you're afraid to move any workouts or change any more workouts, and it's like the end of the world if you miss a workout. I like where I am now because if I feel like running, I can run. If I don't feel like running, I can not run. And I can move workouts around, and it's not the end of the world if I miss something, you know? So you look at these elite athletes, and they're just, their lives are so fragile because, heaven forbid, they catch a cold or stub a toe, and they're, you know, they're screwed up for weeks. You know, I like where I am now, where I'm sort of I'm in the medium plan. I'm doing a lot of miles. I work hard, but I'm not fragile, you know? I can move stuff around and have fun. Fits into my life better, you know? So there you go.
Okay, folks, that's it. Episode 52 in the can. Hey, wake up. You still paying attention? Don't let your mind wander like that. Here I am, tying up my Friday nights, and you're not paying attention? Sheesh. All right, so, hey, I read a book this week. It was called The No Complaining Rule by my friend John Gordon, who I have interviewed on this podcast before. Nice little lightweight, positive read. Quick read. I'll read you a quote from it. Here's a quote. It's called The Secret to Winning. When it comes to building a successful company, there is no debate between nature or nurture. It's all about nurture. We must relentlessly make our culture and people a priority at all levels of our organization. It's like the root and fruit of a tree. The root, which is our culture, people, and spirit, must be our focus. Instead of focusing so much on the fruit, profit, stock price, and numbers, let's relentlessly nurture our root. If we do this, we will be very pleased with our fruit. So, if you like it, if you're into that sort of thing, looking for some inspiration, go ahead and check it out. Like I said, I'm running the Derry 16 Miler this weekend, and it's going to be a monster. Next race for me is the Martha's Vineyard 20 Miler. And let me translate for you Massachusetts people. That would be the Martha's Vineyard 20 Miler in February. And although I may run a Valentine's Dad and Daughter Day race with my little one, anyone who needs a place to stay, I'll probably be crashing in my Cape Cod house the night before. And you folks want to have a weekend getaway or a vacation, shoot me an email and I'll rent you my Cape Cod house. It's super nice. I'll give you off-season rates. Come on, you know you want to. And Chris needs a new bike. All right, so Okay, next week I'm out in Long Beach, California, if anybody wants to hook up or go for a run with me. Also, for all you folks running Boston, my club has a hotel room at the finish. So if you need a shower or a massage or a beer, let me know. We can probably squeeze you in. I hate to see those poor people shivering and wet on the subway trying to get home. It's miserable. Next week, I've got a great call lined up, and I'm not going to tell you who it is. I'm just going to tell you it's going to be a great interview, and I'll give you two hints. Here's your first hint. Dun-da-da-da! That's your first hint. And here's your second hint. Ultramarathon man. So there you go. After that, I got a couple of nutrition experts lined up, and I'm looking to get some 50-staters, some streak runners, some marathon maniacs, but they haven't called me back yet, and it's probably because they're all out running, right? So that's it, baby. Spring is on the way, and I fully expect to see you out there. Ciao, baby. Music today is an American classic, popularized by Eric Burdon and the Animals during the British Invasion, and this version is performed by a lady named Maria Danes, and it's the classic House of the Rising Sun.
Oh, there is a house in New Orleans. They call it Rising Sun, and it's been the ruin
Thanks for listening to the Run, Run, Live podcast. Comments and suggestions can be made on our listener comment line at 206-339-7804 or via email at chrisrunner@runrunlive.com. That's our website. Go to the website, check it out for articles and my blog and other great stuff. If you would like to be on the show or have a suggestion as someone you would like me to have on the show, drop me a line, and I will see you out there.
Run, Run, Live, the podcast for all your running needs.